年级上阶段检测卷。一、听力测试，听录音，从所给的选项中选出最佳的选项。第一节，听音辨图。听句子，选择与你所听到的句子内容相符的图画，每个句子读两遍。
Number one, giraffe is the tallest animal in the world.
Giraffe is the tallest animal in the world.
Number two, we will go to the cinema tomorrow.
We will go to the cinema tomorrow.
Number three, my grandpa plays Tai Chi every morning.
My grandpa plays Tai Chi every morning.
Number four, I took a taxi to school this morning.
I took a taxi to school this morning.
第二节，情景反应。听句子，选择恰当的答语。每个句子读两遍。
Number five, would you like some more tea?
Would you like some more tea?
Number six,When will you come back?
When will you come back?
Number seven. What subject does Tina like?
What subject does Tina like?
Number eight. What color is your new bag?
What color is your new bag?
Number nine. Are they free tomorrow?
Are they free tomorrow?
Number ten.Wish you all the best.
Wish you all the best.
第三节，对话理解。一，听五组短对话和五个问题，选择正确的答案。每组对话读两遍。
Number 11. What will the weather be like tomorrow?
The weather report says it will be cloudy.
Question. What will the weather be like tomorrow? What will the weather be like tomorrow?
The weather report says it will be cloudy.
Question. What will the weather be like tomorrow?Number 12. Peter, which kind of animals do you like? Dogs or rabbits?
My favorite animals are dogs.
Question. What are Peter's favorite animals? Peter, which kind of animals do you like? Dogs or rabbits?
My favorite animals are dogs.
Question.What are Peter's favorite animals? Number 13. Robert, how do you learn English?
I always speak it as much as possible.
Question. How does Robert practice his English? Robert, how do you learn English?
I always speak it as much as possible.
Question: how does Robert practice his English?
Number 14. During COVID-19, we should take the temperature every day.
Yes, and we should take off the mask first as soon as we get home.
Question: what's the first thing to do when you arrive home? During COVID-19, we should take the temperature every day.
Yes, and we should take off the mask first as soon as we get home.
Question: what's the first thing to do when you arrive home?
Number 15. What do you think of the story of Little Red Riding Hood?
I think it is very educational.
Question: what are the speakers talking about? What do you think of the story of Little Red Riding Hood?
I think it is very educational.
Question: what are the speakers talking about?
Two, 听三段长对话，根据对话内容选择正确的答案。每段对话读两遍。听第一段长对话，回答第16至第18小题。
How do you usually go to school, Carla?
My parents drive me to school. What about you, Mike?
I usually go to school by bus, but I rode my bike to school today.
Really? Why did you ride your bike today?
Because I want to take some exercise by riding a bike.
Sounds great. Riding a bike is also good for the environment.
You're right. So I plan to go to school by bike every day.
Great. No matter how we go to school, we must know safety comes first.
How do you usually go to school, Carla?
My parents drive me to school. What about you, Mike?
I usually go to school by bus, but I rode my bike to school today.
Really? Why did you ride your bike today?
Because I want to take some exercise by riding a bike.
Sounds great. Riding a bike is also good for the environment.
You're right. So I plan to go to school by bike every day.
Great. No matter how we go to school, we must know safety comes first.
Listen to the second part of the conversation. Answer the 19 to the 21 small questions.
Hey, Wang Wei, what are you thinking about?
Oh, I'm thinking about life in the countryside.
Do you like the countryside?
Yeah, I like it very much. In the countryside, the air is fresher and the sky is bluer.
It's quieter, too. Do you know anyone who lives there?
My grandma lives there.
How often do you visit her?
Once a week. Would you like to go to the countryside?
Yes, I'd love to. In the city, the traffic is too terrible, and almost everyone drives too fast.
I'll take you to my grandma's home during the summer vacation, if you like.
Hey, Wang Wei, what are you thinking about?
Oh, I'm thinking about life in the countryside.
Do you like the countryside?
Yeah, I like it very much. In the countryside, the air is fresher and the sky is bluer.
It's quieter, too. Do you know anyone who lives there?
My grandma lives there.
How often do you visit her?
Once a week. Would you like to go to the countryside?
Yes, I'd love to. In the city, the traffic is too terrible, and almost everyone drives too fast.
I'll take you to my grandma's home during the summer vacation, if you like.
Hi, Michael. Would you like to go outside together this weekend?
Sure. What shall we do?
I don't know. Do you have any ideas?
Why don't we see a movie?
It sounds good to me. Which movie shall we see?
Let's see Zhang Ziya.
I have seen it, and it's a little boring. How about Zhongguo Nü Pai? I hear it's a quite interesting movie.
Okay, let's go to see it. When will it begin?
It's at 8 o'clock p.m. this Saturday. Shall we have something to eat before the movie?
Sure. What about going to that new Italian restaurant?
Great idea. Let's meet there at 6 o'clock p.m.
Okay. See you.
Hi, Michael. Would you like to go outside together this weekend?
Sure. What shall we do?
I don't know. Do you have any ideas?
Why don't we see a movie?
It sounds good to me. Which movie shall we see?
Let's see Zhang Ziya.
I have seen it, and it's a little boring. How about Zhongguo Nü Pai? I hear it's a quite interesting movie.
Okay, let's go to see it. When will it begin?
It's at 8 o'clock p.m. this Saturday. Shall we have something to eat before the movie?
Sure. What about going to that new Italian restaurant?
Great idea. Let's meet there at 6 o'clock p.m.
Okay. See you.
More than 40 million foreigners around the world are learning Chinese. Some of them are children. They learn Chinese at school. Others are adults. They learn from their Chinese friends or study at the Confucius Institute. I asked some of my foreign friends why they like learning Chinese. David says that he has to learn Chinese because there are many chances to talk with people from China or read emails in Chinese in his business. Bob says that he wants to learn Chinese because he is very interested in Chinese culture. He was so amazed when he first watched Beijing Opera 2 years ago. Lisa thinks the most important thing is that China is becoming stronger and quite a lot of people want to know more about China.
More than 40 million foreigners around the world are learning Chinese. Some of them are children. They learn Chinese at school. Others are adults. They learn from their Chinese friends or study at the Confucius Institute. I asked some of my foreign friends why they like learning Chinese. David says that he has to learn Chinese because there are many chances to talk with people from China or read emails in Chinese in his business. Bob says that he wants to learn Chinese because he is very interested in Chinese culture. He was so amazed when he first watched Beijing Opera 2 years ago. Lisa thinks the most important thing is that China is becoming stronger, and quite a lot of people want to know more about China.
More than 40 million foreigners around the world are learning Chinese. Some of them are children. They learn Chinese at school. Others are adults. They learn from their Chinese friends or study at the Confucius Institute. I asked some of my foreign friends why they like learning Chinese. David says that he has to learn Chinese because there are many chances to talk with people from China or read emails in Chinese in his business. Bob says that he wants to learn Chinese because he is very interested in Chinese culture. He was so amazed when he first watched Beijing Opera 2 years ago. Lisa thinks the most important thing is that China is becoming stronger and quite a lot of people want to know more about China.